Broadcast. It is September 11th, isn't it? September 11th, 2017, Monday, the 16th anniversary, if we can call it that, of the events, the horrific atrocities on September 11th, 2001. And let's not forget September 11th, 2012 as well. I'm very excited today, in spite of the tragic events that this day calls to mind, but I'm very excited. My special guest today is none other than Patrick Wood, a leading authority on many subjects and perhaps the foremost authority on the ills of technocracy, the supremely seductive nemesis mankind now faces, yet most people have never heard of. On the subject, fortuitously preempting certain efforts like Parag Khanna's Technocracy in America, Rise of the Info State, published in 2016, Wood authored Technocracy Rising, The Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, published in 2015, a must-read, by the way. And for those who may not already know, Patrick Wood is no stranger to deep, controversial, otherwise largely unaccounted investigative journalism. Published in the late 1970s and still as relevant today, he co-authored Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2, with the late, great Anthony Sutton, another must-read. Patrick Wood is a leading and critical expert on sustainable development, green economy, Agenda 21, the 2030 Agenda, and historic technocracy. And once you understand those subjects, even somewhat as well as he does, you understand that it's all the same discussion. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order, which is the essence of sustainable development on a global scale. An economist by education, a financial analyst and writer by profession, and an American constitutionalist by choice, Wood maintains a biblical worldview and has deep historical insights into the modern attacks on sovereignty, property rights, and personal freedom. Such attacks are epitomized by the implementation of UN policies such as Agenda 21, sustainable development, smart growth, and in education, the widespread adoption of Common Core state standards. Wood is a frequent speaker and guest on radio shows around the nation. I would admit that it's been a little over a year since he was on this broadcast last. Unfortunately, I wish that maybe we could have him on more regularly, but I digress. His current research builds on Trilateral Commission hegemony, focusing on technocracy, transhumanism, and scientism, or science as a religion, and how these are transforming global economics, politics, and religion. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. As a listener of RBN, Patrick Wood believes that you are well acquainted with the problems, so to speak, if I may say. So today, you and I have the rare pleasure and opportunity of talking solutions with one of the few people uniquely equipped and qualified to lead such a discussion. But first, on this anniversary of the tragic events of September 11, 2001, and for that matter, again, September 11, 2012, let us heed Santayana's warning and recall a bit of history as we set the stage in preparation for talking solutions. 16 years ago today, America suffered an event eerily similar to what the now defunct Project for the New American Century referred to in its September 2000 report entitled Rebuilding America's Defenses as a catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. But that's not the worst of it. For those in the know, sadly, the events of September 11, 2001 were merely a harbinger, an omen of the coming post-9/11 era, the nationalization and militarization of not just police forces around the country, but of all things. The unprecedented and ever-accelerating loss of individual liberties and personal freedom, the Orwellian super spy state, including social media, a virtual digital panopticon, the invasion preemptively of several Middle Eastern countries, and much more. You know about the controversies surrounding 9/11, the many controversies, but never mind the fact that the CIA, through its Operation Cyclone, created, and the DOD, the Department of Defense, is continually caught year after year, accidentally on purpose, supporting the ever-metastasizing threat we ostensibly now face. Never mind the bizarre coincidences like 9/11-01, 9/11-2012, 911 emergency systems, 91.1 or 9/11, the NPR channel, and so forth. Never mind Able Danger, the stand-downs, the drills and such. Never mind the multiple prior warnings from foreign governments and intelligence services, including France, Germany, the UK, Israel, Jordan, Afghanistan, Egypt, Morocco, and Russia. The CIA and FBI received in 2001 alone, foreshadowing the events of 9/11. Never mind the alleged warnings to avoid the towers on 9/11 given to certain individuals prior to 9/11. Not to mention Larry Silverstein's coincidental doctor appointment his wife insisted that he keep the morning of. Never mind that Marvin Bush, George W. Bush's younger brother, was a principal in a company called Securicom, now StratSec, the very company in charge of security at the World Trade Center in 2001, a company that provided security not only for the World Trade Center, but also United Airlines and Dulles International Airport. Never mind the fact that from 1999 to January of 2002, Marvin and George W.'s cousin, Wirt Walker III, was the company's CEO. Never mind Larry Silverstein's January 2001 bid and July 24, 2001 acceptance of bid, giving Silverstein Properties the leasehold on 1, 2, 4, and 5 World Trade Center. The first time, by the way, in the building's 31-year history, that the complex had changed management. Never mind the subsequent insurance claims that paid out against alleged terrorist attacks. Never mind Silverstein's odd remarks about pulling it, referring to 7 World Trade Center in the September 2002 PBS documentary America Rebuilds, only to later claim that the term pull it was in reference to the fire crews. But do consider Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth's list of evidence of a criminal conspiracy, points 1 through 10. I would add to that list building number 7, not hit by a plane and prematurely announced by BBC reporter Jane Stanley as collapsed, 20 minutes before it collapsed, of course, awkward. When confronted, Stanley referred to this psychic phenomenon of a building being announced 20 minutes before it collapsed into its own footprint after not being hit by any plane. She remarked that this was a, quote, very small and very honest mistake. Again, awkward. Remember when Frank DeMartini, the on-site construction manager for the World Trade Center, said during an interview in January 2001, the building was designed to have a fully loaded 707 crash into it. That was the largest plane at the time. He said, I believe that the building probably could sustain multiple impacts of jetliners because the structure is like the mosquito netting on your screen door. This intense grid and the jet plane is just a pencil puncturing that screen netting. It really does nothing to the screen netting. Remember that? So never mind all of those strange coincidences and so forth. There's much more, obviously, but we need to get to my guest and, again, get to solutions and talk of solutions in a way that we won't hear anywhere else. So without further ado, let me welcome Patrick Wood. Thanks, Patrick, for coming on the broadcast.
Hey, Chris. Nice to be on with you here. If I have any technical difficulties with sound, we'll reestablish a connection, by the way.
Sounds good. So you, where to begin on a day like today? And by the way, you sound great to me. The board op says you sound great. So far, so good. And we'll keep our fingers crossed. But I mean, where to begin on a day like today, the anniversary, if we can call it that, of September 11th, and Hurricane Irma is creating a path of destruction up Florida, and folks in Texas just dealt with Hurricane Harvey. We have the fires and so forth in the north and the west, and so with all of the issues that, I guess, like the ancillary and peripheral issues of technocracy, I know that you're anxious, if I could say, to get to talk of solutions, but I would just leave it to you. Where should we begin?
Well, I'll tell you, everybody has a good sense that our country is in deep trouble on all kinds of fronts. And it's really unfortunate that we have some natural disasters on top of it right now. It just increases the level of human suffering and angst in our country. But, that is what it is. We can't undo it. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be hurting for the next, year or two, at least. In fact, I know there's people in New Orleans that still aren't recovered fully from that storm. So it's going to be a difficult time for a lot of people. But nevertheless, for the remainder of us that are still, kind of together and our houses aren't flooded or blown down, the challenge remains to us to try and bring some measure of civility back to our country. And I think that's probably the biggest underlying issue that we have today, is that everybody's at everybody else's throat.
Yeah.
This is not the America that I grew up in. And I have to say that, looking at communist tactics over the years and communist strategies, the state of our nation today, I think, can well be explained by techniques that have been used on us to cause this kind of division, specifically to cause this kind of, citizen against citizen type of reaction. Mm-hmm. So we have all these radical groups and stuff that are floating around the country with baseball bats and chains and sometimes guns to disrupt, to act, depending on what side they're on, to act as agents provocateur to get the battle going. We've seen it time and time again. We saw it with Obama, and we continue to see it even now with President Trump. And so I think America, that is the heartbeat of America that we know from some time ago, America has just simply lost its way. And because there was no challenge in the beginning when these people started to really disrupt us, they've gotten the upper hand now on us. They clearly have the upper hand on us.
And by challenge, I would presume, and maybe clarifying that, you mean no kind of organized, thoughtful, intelligent, coordinated opposition to those efforts?
Well, it could be coordinated. Doesn't necessarily have to be coordinated on a national basis, but you know, Americans haven't stood up to this stuff and called it what it is, and they haven't gotten out into the marketplace, so to speak, to engage these people or their fellow Americans who ought to know better. There hasn't been any engagement to counter these people.
Right.
And so here we are, you know. I know I've said this before, even over the years, as time for Americans to stand up, well, and be counted. such as a time like this, it really is up to us individually to take personal responsibility for our country. And this has been an activist problem for as long as I've been doing this, since the late 1970s. This has always been the problem. Americans that, you know, the armchair quarterback, so to speak, that like to complain at the TV, but they never get up and do anything. These people have not taken any personal responsibility for their own activities, their own community, their own family. And here we are. And that has to stop. You know, yeah. If the only hope that we're going to have in this nation is if enough people will rise to accept personal responsibility for their lives and quit being a victim. You know, this whole victim mentality thing is just out of control. And conservatives, I have to say, conservatives across our country have slipped into a victim mentality for years now, if not decades, for years, saying, oh my gosh, you know, it's the Hillary Clintons, it's the Barack Obamas, it's this, it's that, you know. And what can we do? We can't do anything. And they get mad, they get angry, and they shake their fist, and they holler. And sometimes they'll go out and carry a sign on the street. You know, some of the more radical cowboy types will strap on a gun and go march around town or something, like they're going to turn it into the old Wild West. That ain't going to fly. But we're not victims. We need to stop acting like victims and take responsibility. That's really all I'm saying. You know, I've been doing this for over 40 years, as you know. I've seen a lot of stuff come and go, and I've gotten to know America pretty well. And this is our problem. We have to face it. Only we can face it. You know, who else is going to come in and save us? Are the Chinese going to come save us? You know, where's the cavalry, right?
Well, are the
Europeans
going
to come save
us?
Yeah, I know.
Henry Kissinger wants the White Helmets to come save us, but
call Henry. I know. Yeah. Let's call Henry up. Say, Henry, what should we do? We have a foreign policy crisis in our own country. What can we do?
You helped orchestrate and engineer, Henry, but never mind that. Yeah. To kind of further, I guess, articulate what solutions means to me, when you say solutions, I think of what the bad guys have done. And this is kind of what I mean, not, as you said, not necessarily a nationally coordinated effort, but you, when we were talking about doing this broadcast last week, you said people already know what the problems are, and we, depending on what circles you traffic in, yes, there are a number of folks who are well versed on the lessons of history. I think that's growing, and I think I've experienced recently in certain discussions that I've had in different circles a sense of urgency, and I think the time is right or there are a number of people, a growing number of people, who feel that it's time to do something. It's time to take action. There, for example, I've talked to a number of folks regarding the wildfires that say, we know generation after generation, when forests are managed properly, that this doesn't happen. It doesn't happen like this. Towns are not in danger of being destroyed. There might be a fire that sweeps through an area, but it doesn't create this kind of devastation. And so people feel a sense of urgency, but I think there's a queue, I suppose, from old school bad guys, as I call them, that kind of comes to my mind. I'll explain that when we come back from the break. Folks, stick around. More with my special guest, Patrick Wood, right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Joined by my special guest Patrick Wood today, and hopefully we're going to talk about solutions that will indeed bring us to happier days. Before the break, I was talking about kind of my interpretation, I guess, of what I think of as far as the talk of solutions is concerned. Folks know what the problem is. We have been what I would call balkanized intentionally, like you were saying, Patrick, divided up amongst one another to fight essentially down to individual against individual, again, divided on all of these specious lines that we hear are important that are not. But I think of the what the old school bad guys do, as I would call them, and what Quigley wrote in the Anglo-American Establishment, writing of Arnold J. Toynbee, macro historian extraordinaire across the pond. He said, Toynbee can also be regarded as the founder of the method used by the group later, especially in the roundtable groups and in the Royal Institute of International Affairs. As described by Benjamin Jowett, master of Belial, in his preface to the 1884 edition of Toynbee's Lectures on the Industrial Revolution, this method was as follows. Quote, he would gather his friends around him. They would form an organization. They would work on quietly for a time, some at Oxford, some in London. They would prepare themselves in different parts of the subject until they were ready to strike in public. And it's this kind of coordinated effort, not necessarily on a national basis, and not even necessarily on a single subject in a broad sense, but at least in the towns and hamlets across the country, that really doesn't happen, in my opinion. People get excited, and to me, it kind of seems like a whack-a-mole game. It's a self-targeting situation where someone gets excited. They hear about Agenda 21, for instance, or they figure out what sustainable development is really all about, or they read something published by the Club of Rome. They get excited, and before they're prepared, they rush off and basically shoot themselves in the foot.
Happens all the time. In fact, that's probably the normal reaction, is to run off and make a big fool out of yourself. And everybody says, are you nuts? You know, so many people have told me this, even their own families, their children, you know, their brothers, their sisters, their spouses, even. When they get excited about it and they run out and they start. And you can understand the excitement of somebody whose eyes are just starting to open. I mean, I can't knock that. But you go out and you start talking about it, not really knowing what you're talking about yet. And people think you're just stark raving mad.
Yeah.
And so, you know, families are getting divided over this. You cannot believe the number of families in this country that are not speaking to each other.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. It's inconceivable.
Yeah.
To me, and that a brother, for instance, cannot talk to another brother, or that a child, you know, an adult child, will not talk to their parents because whatever, you know, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. You're nuts. You're crazy. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, and this is all sort of kind of built in. These mechanisms are all built in. They're, you know, when you consider the 20-second attention span, the culture that we live in these days, the kind of instant gratification, folks don't realize that these people operate on kind of a Fabian mindset that is a generational plot that takes decades or even centuries to implement. It's not something that's going to be undone overnight. And Plato's Republic of the Cave, Republic and the Allegory of the Cave, the concept of people essentially turning against one of their own when they hear a message that's contrary to what they believe. And I agree, people don't seem to realize that there's a gestation period. It takes time. When you tell someone something that challenges their reality, in my experience, there's usually a gestation period of about 6 to 12 months where they'll say, absolutely not, and they'll come back probably about 9 months later and say, you know what? Either they'll say you were right, or they'll say, did you hear about? And you kind of go, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Anyway, hopefully that kind of adds to the point of how we miss. So we'll get to solutions. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break with my special guest, Patrick Wood.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to this Monday, September 11, 2017 broadcast, the 16th anniversary of September 11, 2001, if we can call it an anniversary. My special guest today is Patrick Wood. And as I said at the outset of today's broadcast, we are in a unique position to be able to talk solutions with one of the experts on subject matter experts on not only what the problem is or what the problems are, but what we can do about it, which is great and very exciting. Last week, Patrick, you sent me a message, and if I could read that, you sent me the link to Technocracy News, the solutions page, which I posted in the chat area. By the way, folks should go check that out. The chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. But your message said, thanks for all the help and exposure of technocracy. The tide is rising everywhere, even if slowly. I have time, and we're here today. But you sent a new thing that you're working on is activist training, which people have asked for a long time. And you said this would be worth talking about as well, which I did. I posted it when you sent it to me, and I mentioned it. And folks probably don't realize, first of all, that all of these subjects are connected. The Agenda 21 and 2030, sustainable development, smart growth, Common Core, all of this stuff. And the more you look, I mean, I won't even get into it, but as you know, I mean, I keep telling people about Jeremy Rifkin's book, for example, The Zero Marginal Cost Society, the Internet of Things, the Collaborative Commons, and the Collapse of Capitalism. I think that kind of says it all in the little 10-minute video he has on his website, talks about it. All of these things are connected, as you know. And so fast forwarding to the review that you sent me this morning about the program, Citizen Ninja shows how any American, yes, any American, can be an effective force in pushing back against globalism, Common Core, smart grid, smart growth, Agenda 21, 2030 agenda, global warming hysteria, and much more. If you ever thought you wanted to speak up but just couldn't get the courage or words to do so, then you need to read this book, We Are Americans, Not Americants, which is great. I think anyone listening to this network and this broadcast can probably relate to that statement.
Amen. You know, there's a there's an odd thing that happens in the communities that you and I probably address. My audience might be a little bit broader than yours, but nevertheless, anger is easy to stir up. You know, it's pretty easy to get people mad at something, whether on the left or right. It's pretty easy to get somebody upset. But anger by itself is an unproductive emotion. And it becomes like a drug because it actually releases dopamine in your brain. And a lot of people don't realize this, but they become addicted to anger. And there's a lot of people that tune in to a radio program to get their morning fix.
Mm-hmm.
Or they tune, you know, I'm not going to mention any names. I don't need to, but, you know, I'm sure your listeners are acquainted with a lot of the people I'm thinking about right now.
Right.
But you dial in for your fix. You know, you're going to get, I'm going to really, you know, you're not saying this to yourself, of course, but your flesh is, you know, yeah. You tune in and you get just steaming mad before it's done and your heart rate is up and the adrenaline is pumping, but you don't have an outlet for it. You don't have any place to put it. There's no constructive activity.
Mm-hmm.
And anger needs to be challenged, needs to be, excuse me, transformed into a productive force in your life. You just can't let it sit there.
Right.
Because it'll kill you. It will. I mean, you get health problems, you get bitterness set in. You know, who wants to be around a bitter old person?
Right.
Or a bitter young person, for that matter. Right.
And exactly. And in addition to that, I would add, speaking of the division that we were talking about earlier, what I would call the balkanization of folks, at some point you have to ask yourself, if that's all that's happening and there isn't a constructive outlet for that, as you're saying, then what is the difference between that and the agents provocateur, the, as you know, the Alinskyite agitate to agitate kind of model?
It's one and the same. One and the same. And what we're suggesting, and you know, maybe I'm Johnny come late to the party or whatever, but people have asked me for years, what can we do? And I, you know, I've been saying, okay, you need to get active locally. Go out and do something in your local community and clean it up first, and then work up from there. But I'm not in a position to be a babysitter for anybody. I can't tell everybody what to do, obviously, or hold their hand while they do it.
Right.
So there haven't been any good solutions around. You know, well, how can somebody learn how to do what they need to do?
Right. And I can honestly, I can attest to that. I can attest to the fact that I know that you've started a number of different efforts to try to broaden your reach, I would say, and help other folks be more effective. And I know that not all of those have been, I would say, have met with the kind of success that you've wanted. And I would say it, from looking, you know, looking at from the outside in, it looks like a process. And I know that some folks have even been critical. They know, you know, for example, when I've talked to folks, when you were up in North Idaho, some folks don't understand how you can know so much and can't translate that information, kind of impart all of it to us and give us all the tools we need to do what we need to do. And so that, I'm sure, at times is probably frustrating. But I know that it's been a work in progress, it seems. And so.
Well, at this point, what I've discovered, and my eyes have been looking for something for a long time, I'm sure. But mm-hmm. I ran across a lady at a conference that we both attended last year. Her name is Mary Baker. She's from San Diego. She's married, has two kids. she is an activist extraordinaire in her own community in Southern California. And 2 years ago, she got the idea to develop a training class for people in California to, what she says, terms it, stand up to power. And she coined the concept of citizen ninja, which, of course, is not about, you know, kicking and throwing stars and stuff like that, right? It's like nunchucks, whatever. This is about verbal sparring, being able to hold a conversation and to overcome your fears while doing so. And she called it Citizen Ninja, and she wrote a book. She's now trained in person in workshops in California over 800 people. So her training has been thoroughly validated. The response has been fantastic from people that have taken her training, and it's making a big difference in Southern California, especially.
Fantastic.
And when I met Mary, I said, "Mary, you realize you're busy right now. You think you're busy now? You can't take this national. You know that. You can't take a national. You'd never be home. We'd never see you again, right? Mm-hmm. And you'd burn yourself out." So we put our heads together. And I brought my technological background to her skill set training. And I said, "Mary, I think we can do this electronically, you know, like with using distance learning techniques. Mm-hmm. I think we can provide this training to people where you can sit at home in your studio and you can speak to people using advanced webinar technology. And we can send them your book. We can send them homework. We can let them ask questions, you know, real time, just like they're sitting in a classroom. It's just that they might be 2,000 miles away or whatever." But she liked that idea because she says, "Yeah, I'm already getting burned out. You know, I can't do everything. I have to pay attention to my family, too." So we kind of partnered together to offer Citizen Ninja training to people around the country. And we've had our first class. It's already in the can. We had 22 students in our first class. We're shooting for 40, and the class is open right now. But the results were fantastic. Great response from the students, great encouragement. Some people are already using the material. What they've learned, in other words, to go out and talk to people. It isn't rocket science, Chris, either. But here are the real things. The real things that people deal with that they can't get over. It's like how to discuss controversial topics with people. How to permanently sideline your fears. Fear is a huge thing for people to talk up anywhere, whether in your family or in public square. How to handle bullies. You know, a lot of people just shout you down.
Yeah.
And call you an idiot. "Oh, you butthead," you know, whatever. And that's bully tactics. to shut you up. Well, how do you handle that? How do you present facts in a way that you can overcome the false narratives that are being thrown at you day in and day out?
Absolutely. And if I could add to that, as you kind of grow in the sophistication of your outreach, when you go, for example, the town hall meetings or the commissioner meetings or what have you, the sophistication of the rhetoric and the propaganda grows commensurately, I would say. And so how do you address that? Because, I mean, several of us have been to these meetings where, for example, we know it's a consensus building exercise. They're employing the Delphi technique, but you can't sit in the crowd and tell people, hey, do you notice how this is happening? And there's kind of a coordinated, unified message that's coming out of these places. So that can be, I think, scary, just not knowing what kind of talking points have been smithed in advance and not wanting to look like an idiot when you show up. In the same kind of fashion, not necessarily just with the folks that you know, friends and family, but also in those meetings where people are trying to have an impact.
Exactly. I know that your listeners probably have pretty good familiarity with what the Delphi technique is. You just mentioned it, and I know a lot of people have talked about it over the years and stuff, that it is a psychological technique that's used in group meetings to achieve a predetermined outcome. In other words, they know the outcome going in. They just use the Delphi technique to make sure everybody in the room goes along with the program.
Right.
And Mary doesn't use the word Delphi technique. I do. She doesn't in her training. But the effect is the same. And I would say, if you give me three people that have gone through Citizen Ninja training and give them to me, I could take them into any Delphi technique meeting, and that's just about all of them, right? Anymore in the public arena, it's just about all of them. Right. I could take those three people into a meeting and have that meeting tied up in a knot by the end of the meeting.
Yeah,
in other words, they would be able to turn the tables on these people and tie them up in a knot and leave them to untangle themselves for the next 2 months.
Well, I'm excited about that, because I know personally I've been in some of those meetings where I've tried to say, look, these are their notes. This is their publication, and this is what they say, only to have folks in the audience groan and think that, you know, I'm a kooky person for citing their own, you know, taking in these people at their word. And so that's very exciting. Yeah. And we should probably mention that folks can learn more about this by going to technocracy.news/solutions, right? Which will redirect to the appropriate page. The page titled Solutions, Activist Training Classes Forming Now.
Yeah. There is a banner at the top of the page as well for Citizen Ninja Training. It takes you to the Solutions page. And there is a link in the menu to Solutions as well.
Yeah.
But I challenge people at this point in time, this point in history, forget the past. I challenge people to take personal responsibility today. Don't wait. You know, don't just sit there and grind your teeth. And if you can't do it for a community, many people need to do it for their family. I've been kind of in the same situation a little bit with my own family. Some members, not all of them, but some. But, you know, there are, I just can't tell you, the church I go to, I talk to people informally and stuff a lot. You can't believe the number of people that come up to, that I've talked to, that say, my son, you know, he won't talk to him anymore. I have no relationship with him at all because he thinks I'm crazy. And, you know, communication's just been shut off. And there's marriages that are breaking up over this kind of stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And so, what, you know, if you can't do it for your community, you can do it for those people that are closest to you that you'd like to speak to, but they just won't listen. Citizen Ninja Training is for you as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't let your inability to communicate stop you from getting help for yourself. You know, you can't change that person, but you can change you.
Yeah, this is vital.
You can learn new stuff.
Absolutely. It's vital and essential. And again, I mean, we've talked about it on this broadcast and this network. Once you really start understanding what's happened, you know, over the last 100 years, there has been a coordinated effort to dumb people down to get to a point of what some have referred to as Orwellian linguistic minimalism, where we can't communicate danger to one another. I can't send a message. They can't receive it. This is all by design. And this is a way to reverse those ill effects, which is fantastic. Right into a break, folks. Stick around. More with my special guest, Patrick Wood, right after this short break.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Oh,
Welcome back. Welcome back once again. I'm joined by my special guest, Patrick Wood, who needs no introduction. We're talking solutions, Citizen Ninja in particular, and the work of Mary Baker in particular. So you guys, am I correct in understanding that you guys met at the Red Pill Expo in Bozeman back in June of this year?
No, actually it was before that. I was in a meeting in California that I was speaking at, and she was there as well. And we just kind of struck up a conversation and a relationship, and she told me what she was doing, and I told her what I was doing. It's just one of those things that click, Chris. I can't explain it, but I was very glad. I was very glad to have the introduction. I was cautiously excited at first about the possibility. And as we began to talk further, we realized we're, our hearts kind of in the same place, and we both have, we're pretty compatible in other ways as well, ideologically. We just decided that we could do each other a whole lot of good. it was just a good partnership, so we're offering it. And I'll tell you what, Chris, our goal is lofty. I realize that. People are going to say, oh, you're crazy. Here we go again, right? Mm-hmm. But we have a goal of training 2,000 citizen ninjas over the next 12 months.
Outstanding.
It's doable. But looking at the first group of recruits and looking at all of the people that she's trained already in California, I cannot imagine the impact that a couple of thousand citizen ninjas could have on our country. It just boggles the mind.
Absolutely.
Because there's already a lot of people out there doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Just imagine if they get extra help as well as extra people to pitch in, to get behind and to lead and to follow and to get involved with, the different things in their local communities necessary. It would have a major impact on our country. I know this. I'm totally convinced on this.
I agree.
We don't need 100 million people to stand up and be activists in our country to make a difference. We just don't. No right. Revolution in history ever had more than 3-4% of the people really behind it. But, with a few thousand people that will stand up and take personal responsibility in our country, we can make a big difference. And
I agree.
We might have an opportunity to change the nature of discourse back to having more civility with it. You can say stuff that's very pointed to people without getting them so enraged they want to punch you. I remember years ago, a diplomat, a true diplomat, this is back in the 70s, told me that true diplomacy is the ability to step on somebody's shoes without spoiling their shine. And that's what we need to learn how to do. We need to step on some toes, but we don't need to destroy their shoe in the process.
Absolutely. Well said. We're headed into a break. First hour is done. We'll continue this discussion in the second hour with my special guest, Patrick Wood, right after this short break. Stick around.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.